Hey, I'm so glad you're here to watch Live Church. This is not just a program. We pray to God that it's an encounter with Him, that in the worship and in the word that we share together today, that God would speak directly to your heart. He loves you so much, and we're trusting God for greater things to come in your life and for all those you love. Come on, let's get started together now.
On God's end. There's nothing wrong with His word. He is good to His word. But often we don't feel we're living our best life. We don't feel the abundant life. And then we get mad at God or mad at the church or mad at others. But God came to give us abundant life. But the problem is that we often don't know how to hold that life, contain that life, and overflow with that life, because we either have a hole issue or a lid issue. I could put it this way. We either have drainers in our life or a container on our life. Holes and lids, the drainers and the containers that stop you being able to live your best life. Now, let's start for a moment on holes. When God is pouring out abundant life, overflowing life, joy, peace that passes understanding. I could go through the whole list. He has love that has no end and no limit to it, but our love is limited. He has peace that passes understanding, but our peace runs out at the first sign of a bill that we weren't expecting. He has strength when we are weak, but we can't seem to find the strength. There's a best life God has for you, but sometimes you're like, why don't I feel any of it? And it's because you have a life that's like this. God's pouring out his best to you, but this is your life. It's not that God's not pouring, but there's a problem in the vessel of your life. We have some holes that this year, if you don't fix your holes, you'll end the year going, I feel exactly the same. I feel they got overflowing and I got nothing. I feel they got answers and I got none. But it's not on God's end. He pours it out on all flesh. But some of our lives have holes, so you're going to have to fix your holes this year. It's a hole fixing year for you. I'm going to take you to Colossians 3. It's a long piece of scripture, but it's some homework for you to do it. You might not like it if you came for an ooh and an ah this morning. This is more of a ouch, but that's okay. You need peace. You need community, you need the word, you need gratitude, and you need worship. That's what you need to fill these holes. Fill your holes. I'm leaking. Fill your holes. We bought Noah a very expensive computer game, like a little tiny thing for his game console at Christmas. He'd had it one day, and the unit is one you can take in the car with you. He got it out. He took the console in the car. He opened the container that the game was in. The game flew in the air, and it disappeared down a hole in our car. We have still not found it. Like an 80-pound game. Just gone, never played, never used. We took that car apart. Steve went out there 5 times with a torch. We pulled the seats out. We found all kinds of junk, but we didn't find the game. And some of you are like, God, give me the game. And God's like, I gave it to you. It's down the hole. Give me the blessing. It's down the hole. So take light down the hole. Take a shovel down the hole. Get it out of the hole and close the hole up. This year, do you have holes? If you want a best life, you better fill them. Thank you, Steve. Secondly, lids. Lids. Lids is this. My life's great. I'm good. All these carried away ameners. I'm good. I take God quiet. I take him my pace. I don't need you to interfere in my life. My marriage is fine. Keep your nose out. My kids can come to youth, but don't try and discipline them. That's my job. I don't need you to speaking about those areas in my life. Those are off guards. My giving, thank you, Pastor Steve, but you can keep your nose out of my giving too. This is my life, and God's in it, and I'm with God, and we're all good. Lids are containers. It's our control of how our life will look. It's our lid of how our life will go. It's our level of believing and accepting and trusting and stepping out. Lids. The problem with lids is when God comes to pour the best life in, guess what? You can't receive it. Because you're already, sorry, Jock. I know we have another service. He's looking at the platform like, praise the Lord. Health and safety, health and safety. Remove that lid of control off your life, Jock. Health and safety, whatever. The problem with lids is, guess what? It's good, you're full. Your bank account's healthy. Your relationships are controlled. Nice house, nice car, nice conversations, all nice. But after a while, you're stagnant. Same old, same old. Same old, same old. Where are you going for holiday this year? Same old, same old. Who are you having dinner with? Same old, same old. How's your worship? Same old, same old. How's your giving? Same old, same old. But it's under control. Not losing anything because I put a lid on it. And you need to understand your best life is something called less of you and more of God, which means you have to start taking the lid of control off your life. And you have to remove the lid of control, and that looks like doing some things you've never done before so that more can come out, so that more can go in. This year needs to be less of some of you and more of God. Less of your opinion and more of God's word. Less of your plan and more of God's. So listen to this verse. Listen to this verse in Proverbs. This is your verse. If you're a lid person, this is your verse. Proverbs 3, from the Message 1 to 13, says this. Good friend, don't forget all I've taught you. Take to heart my commands. They'll help you live a long life. A long life lived full and well, a better life. Don't lose your grip on love and loyalty. Tie them around your neck. Carve the initials on your heart. Earn a reputation for living well, a better life. This is how you do it. You ready? Number one, verse 5. Trust God from the bottom of your heart and don't try and figure out everything on your own. Lids figure everything out on their own. This is where the money's going to come from. This is how it's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. This is when the operation is. This is what my results are. This is what the doctor's going to say. This is what my kid's going to do. This is where they're going to go to school. Control, 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 control. Now have a plan. But if your plan becomes a lid to God's best, then lift the lid and say, I've made a plan, but God, I trust you. I've made a plan, but God, I'm giving it to you. Make a plan that trusts God. Trust God from the bottom of your heart and don't try to figure it all on your own. Secondly, listen for God's voice in everything you do. He's the one that will keep you on track. The lid on your life for some of you is the opinions that you live under. And you need to replace opinions with God's voice, because God's voice won't put a lid on you. It will liberate you. Then it goes on to say, don't assume that you know it all. That's called a lid. I know how this works. I know how church works. I know how this operates. I got it all down. No, take the lid off and don't assume, because you have no idea the surprises up God's sleeve, but he can't give them to you while your lid's on. Honor God with everything you own. That's called taking the lid off. Well, I'll honor him with my worship, but not my money. Well, I'll honor him, you know, with my time and I'll serve, but not in the way that, you know, I let people speak into my life. No, honor God with everything you own. And then if you didn't like that, the lid comes off even more. Give him the first and the best and your barns will burst. Your wine vats will brim over. Don't, dear friend, resent God's discipline. Take the lid off. Let people speak into your life. Let them correct you. Listen to this. Don't sulk under loving correction. It's the child he loves that God corrects. It's the father's delight. Maybe you don't have holes of meanness or immorality or impurity to deal with, but maybe you have a lid called, I'm fine. I'm good. I'm doing this and no more. And God's like, you want your best life? You're going to have to remove a lid and believe bigger and dare to go further and give deeper and love stronger. You know, this is church is built on community and life groups and connection. Why? Because that's your best life. When you're interacting with God's family and you're being challenged and you're being stretched and there is discipline and there is correction and there is provocation. Why? Because we want you to go to the next level. So under this arch that we have set for this month, when you hear us talk about the best life, shrink it down to what's that for you. Well, my best life would be that I would stop being impure and deal with an area of immorality in my life. Start there. You don't have to tell the world. But fill the hole, fix it, seek help, get counsel. That's your best life. Well, I'd rather it was on the Bahamas. Well, you know what? Maybe that'll come down the line. But for now, you'd be miserable in the Bahamas just like you're miserable here, because there's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, that needs filling. In Luke, it talks about how he wants to give us a life that is pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And the only way you run over is when you remove a lid and you fill the holes and you just let God's best life change your life. Stand to our feet. Time's gone. I pray today there's a lot of food for thought. I pray today at some point in the day you'll go around to a place in your house or sit with a family member and write those things down. What is my best life spiritually? What is a better life for me in the natural? What is it relationally? Begin to put some focus around that faith that we're engaging this month. Just all across the room with eyes closed. If you're responding and saying, God, I want to fix some holes. I want to remove some lids. If in this moment that's something that in your heart, as I've spoken, you know, and it's probably most of us, if not all of us, then just lift your hands as a sign of surrender to God. God sees these moments, I believe, and he responds in them. My hands are lifted. There's areas in my life this year where I'm like, God, I want to have a better life in that area. And God, I know there's a hole I need to fill or a lid I need to remove. God, you see our hands raised. God, you're here. Your presence is here. Your spirit is here and here to help and to minister and to heal and to... God, we can't be whole unless we fill the holes. We can't live a life that is limitless unless we remove lids. God, I don't want our church to talk about a best life when we are leaking life, containing life. So God, I pray as we are lifting our hands right now, and these hands for every individual mean something, something personal, something that maybe no one else will ever know about, but it's an aim for them, a goal for them. God, I pray today would be the beginning of a journey to fill the hole and to lift the lid. God, we thank you that you don't judge us. But God, you love us enough to not leave us as we are. And God, your word says that you came and you sent your son so that we wouldn't just live, but we would have life that overflows. And God, some of us, it's been a long time since we felt our life overflowed. But there is an overflowing joy, and there is an overflowing peace, and there is an overflowing grace, and there is an overflowing goodness and kindness. And God, I pray we would step into an understanding of that like never before, and we would ask bigger and dream bigger, because we know, God, you have destined us for greater. God, build in our lives what you want to build. Build in this house what you want to build.
Let the king of my heart be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from, oh, he is my song. Let the king of my heart be the shadow where you could, oh.
You're never gonna let me down. And you're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. And you're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. And you're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down.
Hey, thank you so much for watching. I pray to God that you've enjoyed that time with God today and the worship and in the Word. And as you think about your week ahead, you remember how great His love is for you.